Welcome to the Man Crap Podcast, coming to live from the Blackout Tent Company Studios.
Man Crap.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Special teams, special plays, special players.
Special players.
Like it if you're just coming in here.
Tuesday.
Even though it's Friday, we're hollering out Tuesday plays.
Shout out to Sketch.
Oh, Sketch.
Going viral.
Sketchmeister.
I really don't have sunglasses on. I was just outside, so.
It's a little sketchy.
They will fade.
What is up, everybody? Hello.
Come on in here.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Welcome. Welcome in, everybody. Hi. Hi. Come on in and join us. Come on, y'all. Everybody out there.
Hit that like button.
Social media land. Y'all come on in and get in here with us. Come on. Let's go. Let's join in. Let's have a party.
Come on. Come on, suckers.
Let's talk man shit.
Man. Dude dung. Let's talk some dude dung. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What's been going on?
Man, it's been a week.
Yeah,
I had a busy day yesterday. Got some preparation work done, and I didn't say preparation H either. I just said preparation work.
Preparation H.
Once the work that I did, when I go to Lowe's and buy the stuff that I need, then I might need some preparation H.
Yeah,
because I think I'm gonna take one straight up to cooler when I find out how much I got to spend on all the stuff.
What's up, Eddie? What's up, Eddie Porter?
It's a lot.
I think the boards are $8 a piece, something like that. Took the cover off the top off the pool deck, so I can put all new wood down and paint the whole deck, make it look fresh and clean.
This sounds too much like work.
It's a lot of work.
That's gonna be a lot of work.
It's gonna be a lot. The painting part's probably gonna be the biggest pain in the ass, but also be the easiest because I don't have to be careful because I don't have anything to drip on. Oh my God. Fucking just do it. Just slap shit on and go.
Just send it.
Yeah. Send it over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. My ears are dead. There we go. Some come back in.
Oh my God. Please stop.
My ears are dead.
Please stop.
My ears are dead. There we go.
Please stop, Rick.
Pool party. Hell yeah. Eddie heard that.
Please stop.
I have everything painted up. All fresh wood. New lights around the pool. Blinkety blinking to the music. We'll be ready to go.
Rick, don't ever sing. Okay? Please.
I'll try not to.
Okay, thanks.
If I could sing, I'd be in downtown Nashville at Morgan Wallen's new bar waiting for it to open up. So I can sing a chair off the top of the roof.
What's it called, the chair toss?
It's called No Seats for Your Ass in This Place because you got rid of all the chairs.
Oh, Morgie Wally. Rock on. That's all I got to say. Say it one time. Rock on.
It was a publicity stunt. That's all it was.
So today we're gonna reminisce about the podcast.
We're gonna reminisce
the season one of the podcast.
Season one. Does that mean this is like the last episode of season one?
This is the last episode of season one.
Final episode of season one?
It is the final episode of season one.
Shut the front door.
It is.
No way.
Eddie said standing room only. It is. It's going to be standing room only. Morgan Wong's new bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No chairs.
Yeah, there's going to be no chairs.
But it's the end of the... I'm going to get sad and emotional over here at the end of the first season. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it through the first season. This is our 25th episode.
25th.
And we have episode. Learned a lot. We have learned a lot.
We have.
And we're going to talk about what we had to do to get going on this podcast, the equipment that we use, because I've had a lot of people come in the shop and they see the equipment in here and they're like, oh my God, what do you guys got going on in here?
Y'all got a radio station?
Thing going on? And then they'll ask, like, how much did it cost? What do you guys do? Blah, 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 blah. So we're going to explain it all, tell you what the software we use, and you know, I'll tell you how much it costs, and if anybody's interested, you know, you guys can come and I can explain it to you. And it's not all it's cracked up to be to get it going, I'm telling you.
It was a pain in the ass. Just put it blunt, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was a major...
Let's rephrase that. It's a pain in the ass for people that are this type of technology illiterate.
Yeah, we
went in this blindfolded.
Yeah, we are technology illiterate.
So we knew nothing about this, so this was a total learning curve.
Yeah, we're just fortunate enough that we have people on our team that know what the fuck they're doing.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll explain all that later. So, yeah. So, what do you got going on, Eric? We got
a little news there. You know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, we got to talk about Sebastian.
That's right. Get some news sound. Uh-oh.
What's the news?
The news. There's all kinds of news surrounding this young fella. Yeah. And I mean, there's all kinds. It's like the news doesn't stop surrounding this young man, and the information doesn't stop surrounding this young man.
Yeah.
Why can't we just find this young man already and just put this to bed? It's just time to put it to bed. And I think I may have something here today that can possibly help put this to bed.
Oh, super sleuth.
evidence.
I'm gonna take, no, I ain't got no evidence, but I'm gonna take a long shot in the dark at a very, very possible scenario.
All right. I think Rick smoked too much weed today.
It's a good possibility. So this is like a game of Clue.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The
okay.
first person that we have up is the obvious douchebag. I mean, Chris Ponderflunter. All right. So whatever we want to call him over
Ponderflunter.
Here. Ponderflunter. Ponderflunter. See the pond. Right. Remember, I'm 5'9", and the pond was only knee deep. Okay. Ponderflunter.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Flaunter.
So what we've got here so far, we've got a total bullshitter who has now not passed on the opportunity to take one lie detector test,
yep.
has now passed on the opportunity to take a second lie detector test,
yeah.
because he couldn't get off work to do it, was the excuse that he used.
Come on. I'm sure they give lie detector tests in Memphis.
Man.
He literally said he had work. It was the worst thing you could have said.
Dirty foot. That's right. Old Chris Dirty Foot.
Chris Dirty Foot.
All right. So he couldn't get off work. I've been saying this all along. I've smelled bullshit out of this man's mouth from the moment he first opened his jaw. Since day one, since this thing started up, this is what I've been saying. Then we have a Facebook comment that this dipshit wrote.
It's his name,
and it appears to be a response that was on Facebook to a comment about the situation prior to him deleting his profile.
I mean, it could be a fake Chris Proudfoot.
It could be.
But a rip Proudfoot.
In this comment that he made, it was in regards to the dog scent leading to the construction site possibly, and then disappearing. And somebody made a statement about possibly the concrete of the driveway. Quote, unquote, from Chris, to bury a body in concrete, it would need to be at least 12 inches thick. Secondly, you have to smooth out the concrete and finish it before it dries. Very, very precise in his comment on how to dispose of a body in concrete. This man works on a construction site. This man is a round, freshly poured concrete of a thick magnitude on a daily basis. And what I mean by a thick magnitude, if they're building two 15-story hospital buildings, we can assume that by standard guidelines, 18 to 30-inch thick walls are supports for the concrete. The way these concrete walls, my understanding, are formed are by basically two molds, and then they are tube-filled full of concrete, and as it dries, the molds are removed. If something was accidentally dropped down in between these molds that are, you know, 10, 12 feet tall, and you just start filling it full of concrete, you're not going to necessarily look in there to make sure nothing's in there.
My thing is, like, how would he get it in there without anybody else seeing
that's what I'm saying.
Doing
but,
it?
But before the construction site opened, how does anybody do anything? This shit happens, man, in real life. How does anybody do anything?
And the second thing is,
it can be done.
Yeah, didn't you say that he
shut down? Yeah, where's Jimmy Hoffa?
Exactly.
Didn't you say that he shut down all his Facebooks and all that?
Yeah, he did
shut down. He did, but this that I got was prior to that being shut down. This is some stuff that people dug up prior to that, and it's coming out with it now.
Like, when was this comment? Do you know a date?
I don't have the date on it. I'd have to go back through and look at the full clip of that, because I didn't look at the date on it.
Yeah, it doesn't have a date on it. It's the...
I've got a couple different video sources that I've pulled that from and gotten that picture off of. And they all seem to be talking the same thing. But I can try to search the date on that if I need to find the date on it. It's just kind of a coincidence that the guy goes into full detail and explains how to do it. Why would anybody know that much precise information about concrete?
And how to get rid of a body in it.
Yeah, if you asked me, I wouldn't be able to tell you that, well, you need at least 12 inches of concrete, and it's got to be so much temperature percentages and da-da-da. I mean, this motherfucker got into, like, precise information about what you need to do for that to happen. So that's just another scenario of different things.
Yeah,
Vera, I definitely hope not.
Yeah, Vera said they didn't work on that Sunday either. So the construction site was
closed on
open.
Sunday. Yeah.
It was wide open, yeah.
So, yeah, he could have stopped by there real
quick. Snuck in there?
Yeah.
What, with the trash bag?
Who knows?
Or what?
Wrapped up in a tarp. Who knows? I mean, I hope not. But, you know, these are all possible scenarios of things that could happen and definitely need to be looked into. In my opinion, I mean, I think law enforcement is something that they definitely need to look into, because it's a very strong possibility that that happened with the exact information that he gave in that comment.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not looking into that, then they don't need to be cops. That's all I got to say.
Well, I mean, think back a few weeks back, when I suggested looking into the GPS systems of the automobiles. Nobody had said anything about that. And then if you notice, about a week later, everybody was commenting, I want to know the GPS systems in their vehicles, where their vehicles were at. We can track their vehicles the whole... Hell, man, I done said that shit a week ago. Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know if people are not thinking through everything. I don't know. Hopefully they are. Hopefully there's enough brains and knowledge to figure this shit out.
All right, who's your next culprit in the clue?
My next culprit in the clue, of course, is the second obvious. This one right here. The mother. Miss Bullshitter herself.
I think she might be the biggest
clue
culprit. I think she might be the...
If we backtrack over everything that she said and that she hasn't said and how she's counteracted her words and given different stories, so, you know, we all know the truth don't change. Let's reflect back to a time frame. And time frame was at Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, what happened after Texas Roadhouse?
We know a fact Sebastian left Texas Roadhouse. That's all we know. Yeah. Other than that, the only person's word that we have that saw Sebastian after that was that lady right there at 9 o'clock at night. Then she said she went to bed at midnight. So somewhere between midnight and 6 a.m., he went missing. That's incorrect. The last time she saw him was 9 p.m. So he went missing between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Well, the last time anybody saw him other than her
yes,
was
yes.
Texas Roadhouse.
That's correct.
So
that's
it could have been any time after Texas Roadhouse. That's
what I was just saying.
Till 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
And then we've got the ones that people kind of weren't really thinking about, but then all of a sudden come into the limelight. That's the Bower Sox. That would be Chris's mom and stepdad.
Yeah, they really boned out. They went to
about
Alaska
two days.
They really boned.
They boned.
Two days after he went missing, they went to Alaska.
Yeah.
On a cruise or just went to Alaska?
I don't know what they're doing in Alaska.
Just chilling.
Making snowballs. I don't know what they're doing in Alaska. Fishing for salmon. I don't know what the hell they're doing up there. Hiding Sebastian. I don't know what they're doing up there.
Eddie said that's the reason why he stays fat, so he don't have to get buried in concrete. You're going to have 24 inches of concrete to bury Eddie. See, you have to have 36 inches of concrete to bury me.
Four in the middle of the driveway, make like a speed bump when it goes over the belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is kind of getting to be like a game of Clue. You got to match everything together, and then guess at the end it was wackadoo with the fucking candlestick in the bedroom on top of the mattress. That's why they disposed of the mattress to get it out of the house. They got rid of all security cameras 2 weeks before they took everything out of the house, so there was nothing there to videotape anything. Nobody in the neighborhood saw anything. There's no track of anything, so you just kind of got to guess at this shit.
She hollered at him, Connie, and said, "What are you doing in there? Go to bed." She heard a thud. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing in there. Go to bed.
Supposedly, she heard a thud.
Supposedly.
You know, when you make up a good story, you got to make sure the storyline follows all of it. Because one day there's going to be a movie written about this.
There will be.
So she's going to be in the living room in the movie on the telephone talking to her husband who's out of town working. And then she's going to hear the boom, boom. And go, "I don't know what you're doing in there, but you need to go to bed."
Yeah.
You're not going to get up and go check on them to make sure they're okay after you hear something go kabong bonk in the floor.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he's not here. I don't know. He fucking alien zapped him through the ceiling of the house, I guess, because all the windows and doors are locked. There's no way for him to get out, but he's not here.
Yeah. I mean, one thing we do know, he didn't just walk out of that house.
There's no way.
Yeah.
No. Didn't happen.
Nah.
I ain't buying it.
Me neither.
Smelling bullshit.
Yeah, the Anunnaki did not take it.
Nah, they didn't do it. The great tablets of Oz didn't do it. Nobody did it. Nothing happened, man. No, nothing but Ponderfoot there.
Ponder. You mean post foot?
Oh, smelly foot.
Stinky foot. Stinky foot.
Stinky toes.
Stinky toes. Oh, shit foot.
All right, who's your next clue?
Victim.
The next person. The least likely is this man right here. He was at work at the time.
Yeah.
Has a solid alibi for that.
Solid alibi.
He's the only one that I've been able to listen to and talk about his son the way he talks about him to where I felt emotion and I cried. I didn't feel any emotion from anybody else in that family after listening to anybody else talk about him. That man right there, all he wants in his life right now is to either have his son back with him.
Or have closure.
Or to know where he's at he can bring him home. That's all that man wants.
Yeah, but Grant, you got some doubts about him too.
Yeah, I mean, I think both sides are maybe the Proudfoots are the ones who actually are the reason that he's missing, but I think there's a dispute between these families. There's always has been.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big...
Yeah, there's some friction.
Well, there's all... You got divorced
and
families,
then,
there's always friction.
And then I think, you know, maybe he did hit him a few times, and then Sebastian said something, and then that just made it even worse. But I don't know.
Yeah, there's some backdoor drama behind all this going on that, you know.
We either got some really good people that deserve a Grammy or I don't know what's going on, man. I'm just telling you.
Hmm.
There's something up with that whole crew, unfortunately.
I say it'll probably be a cold case, though. In the end.
It's not going to be a cold case.
Well, it would have been solved already.
Meh.
If it was that, meh. If it was that easy to solve.
Before they can move forward, they have, I can't say they have to have, but in a case like this, in order to lock it down, if I was the DA and I was wanting to make sure that my investigators were doing everything they could to solve this case, I would want to have every I dotted and every T crossed before I made that next step. Because when you make that next step,
you
want to look at that motherfucker square in his eyes and say, I don't give a fuck what you tell me.
I know.
You're done. Then you can say whatever you want, but you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vera said she sent you an interview with Seth saying that he knew something that Monday morning because Katie changed her story several times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Jesse Eakes says, all I'm saying is if my daughter was missing, I'd truly drive myself insane. People being this calm is just scary. Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, Seth did ask Sebastian why he didn't want to go back to the house after saying that, but Sebastian never would respond to Seth and let him know why he didn't want to go back. You can't just go, okay, son, you can stay here, because you have custody things through court that say differently. So you have to kind of, as a parent, take it as a grain of salt. Okay, he went there, maybe Chris is too strict on him or something like that, and he just, you know, kids are kids. They're going to say certain things. Some things you have to take like a grain of salt, and other things you got to take a little bit more seriously. So him just saying without specifying why, I don't see any reason to think anything any different on that end of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Grant. I think they were all mean to him. I think they were all fucking mean.
Yeah, they got all frustrated with him because he wouldn't listen, or he wouldn't be quiet, or
he's autistic, and you know, I read some stuff that he was acting out sexually too.
Yeah.
You know, and he, you know, they were probably, you know, frustrated with him, and you know.
I mean, as far as that stuff goes, keep in mind he was molested as a younger child, and now being at the age that he's being at and also being autistic, you could almost look at it as an experimental kind of thing, but not realizing he's not supposed to experiment with the people he's experimenting with.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at the possibility of that. So as far as Chris saying, I don't want Sebastian around my daughter, well, I can kind of understand, because you're afraid something may happen. But at the same time, where the hell were you when that 13-year-old boy was doing it to him when he was 7?
Yeah.
You didn't worry about it then.
Yeah. Connie said Seth said his son never wanted to go back to his mom's, but he sent him back anyway and didn't question as to why.
Yeah, he said he questioned him, and he would not tell him why.
Well, I mean, he should know why. He, you know, I'm sure
he's got a good guess as to why.
Yeah, well, they were probably abusing him.
Yeah,
mentally and probably physically too.
He probably had a good guess as to why he didn't want to go. But you know, without the boy coming forward and saying this is why, where Seth could have proof if he was to, you know, go to a courts for custody purposes, because you got to have proof. You can't just say because they said. And when they ask the kid, he locks up and don't answer. You have to have a probable cause reason to be able to remove them in those custody situations like that.
The CPS has been called to the house several times.
CPS has let a lot of people down. They're the biggest letdown that I can possibly think of when it comes to children. And they can use the excuse we're overworked and understaffed all the hell you want to.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse.
That's true.
That's not an excuse. There's way too many children out there who are being neglected and looked over, unfortunately, on a daily basis.
You ain't lying. Yeah, there's a lot of this going on.
That's fact.
Yeah. So, you know, I just hope something comes out soon, man. And you know, it.
I mean, like Rick always says, the Grammy goes to, because damn, man, I mean,
they've done some hella acting,
man. They covered that shit up like champions.
It's like they watched every fucking investigating story and movie that they could think of before they did this shit.
They've been watching true crime, everything. They've been studying that shit.
Yep.
You know, to try to cover this up, man. Just damn.
Yeah, his mental status right now, being autistic, there, you know, he's a lot younger mentally wise than what they are physically wise.
Yeah. No, he was, you know, definitely, you know, behind mentally, sure.
All I can say is bless his little heart and anybody else that's out there that's going through some stupid bullshit that they don't need to.
Yeah. I mean, we just got to keep him in the front until he's found. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about him very first thing.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, something will happen.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grant, you got anything over there, man?
We can always talk some conspiracy theories.
Yeah. What you got?
I mean, Jeff was showing me some of them videos yesterday.
Man, that shit crazy.
He was showing me some of them videos yesterday.
Man, that's crazy yesterday, man.
I'm not even going to try to begin to explain it, but basically, long story short, history adds up all together. They all have the same story, and
it's
from these people, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a conspiracy, man. It's not a conspiracy. But all the stories from all of the books and all of the texts all come together. They're all telling the same story. If you go look at it, India, China, Japan,
Aztecs.
The Sumerian texts, the Aztecs, they're all telling the same story. It all adds up to where we came from, where all humans came from.
Aliens.
Basically.
No.
That explains how we know what they look like.
They look like us.
No, they look like us, and they're like tall. Us. They look like us. But
they got big-ass heads and eyeballs.
No. They used to, but then they started genetically morphing us too. Like,
no, that's what we've been. That's what we've been programmed to believe, to be scared. Now, the real aliens that came here 450,000 years ago,
they were
looked like us.
Yeah, but they were just bigger and stronger and
bigger
jaws.
And stronger. Yeah.
Their taints were bigger.
Yeah.
They had large taints.
Way more.
They had very large taints. They were super manly. They were super manly. Yes. They were the Anunnaki. And what they did was, is the reason why there's different races is because they were branding the slaves. So they were using us. They were creating humans, right? And they were making different races, right? And they were branding them so they could tell which slave
group of people belonged to them,
belonged to which Anunnaki.
And an Anunnaki is people who came from the heavens, basically, or above the heavens.
Yeah, so it talks about it. Talks about it in the Bible. Those who came from heaven. You know, Jesus said, "Make them in the image." What does he say?
We are created in the image of God, or whatever.
Make them in the image of us, or whatever he said. I can't remember what he said, but yeah,
basically, aliens that. Got my mic's dead, but basically aliens.
Your mic's not. Headphones.
They came down from the top and started mating with us.
Yeah. So, look. What's Steve's name?
Oh Lord have mercy.
I mean, I can see your skepticism, dude. But if you watch it,
okay,
it all comes together, man. It's all there. It's all true, man. I'm telling you.
We're just not good at explaining it.
All pieces.
Yeah, we're not good at explaining it.
It all pieces.
Horrible at explaining. Billy Carson. Billy Carson. Just go and watch it, dude. It makes,
and it pieces everything together.
It makes 100% perfect sense. Huh. I'm telling you.
And what was he talking about? The epitomic memories or something like that?
Yeah, so what he was saying was if somebody, one of your ancestors, right, has a tragic memory, like super scared of something, like something happens to him that scares him really bad, like that shit is passed down to you, and then like you might be scared of that thing.
If you have a traumatic event, say for example, and then that rewires how you think and how you do stuff every single day, and that can be transferred down into your offspring. Yeah. Just that, the way that you think of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it also goes with good stuff, bad stuff.
So what you're saying, whatever you're scared of, you can pass off to your sibling.
Not just scared. It's not just about being scared.
It's like if you see somebody get their head chopped off.
Mm-hmm. And then that changes how you live every single day life, or that change that'll affect
your offspring, how they
what is it called,
or if you see somebody fall off of a cliff, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm, and it makes you scared of heights, mm-hmm, it will make
my siblings
your
scared
offspring scared of heights, mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Or could it be you're scared of heights, and every time you go somewhere and your kids are around you, they learn you're scared of heights, so they become a fear of heights because my mom and my dad are scared, so I'm supposed to be scared too.
Well, no, because that doesn't always think about it. Like, could be. There's people.
There are that overcome that fear.
It's not about overcoming.
It is. There's people you have to overcome that fear.
It's like an addictive personality.
So skeptical. You got to stop being so skeptical, man. You got to watch it.
I'm not being skeptical. I'm just trying to think of another scenario.
Think of an addictive personality. You're not addicted because sometimes you don't ever see whoever you got it passed down from, them doing the drugs again, but you still end up addicted to something.
Right.
It's the same thing, except with any other thing that you can think of.
Yeah, let's just say if your great-grandfather was addicted to
gambling or drugs or
alcohol or whatever.
So you're more susceptible to become addictive. You have an addictive type personality.
You get a trait passed down.
Right.
In your RNA or whatever.
Yeah, it gets ingrained into your DNA.
See, or you could look at it a different way. You could look at it like, well, I grew up around it, so that's what I know, so that's what I learned, so that's what I did.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to listen to an MIT scholar before I'm going to listen to you.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. He just paid a bunch of money to go to college. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just using street smarts.
Look, if you could listen to this dude, I mean, he's mesmerizing. Like, seriously, like, if you listen to him, you're just like, what the fuck?
Wait, so what? Connie made a comment about melanin. He disproved that because there's no way that white people would become black in only 250,000 years.
Okay.
That would take millions.
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, so there's a lot of different races of the Anunnaki, right? So there's a lot of different ones. So they came down here and... like their planet. I mean, you can laugh, Rick, but it's the only logical.
That's what I'm thinking in my head.
It's the only logical thing for how many races there are. It's the only logical thing.
It's just what I was thinking in my head.
So they came down here and needed a. They were mining for gold, right? So they needed a slave race. They needed a slave to mine for the gold.
What did they need gold for?
Because that's one of the only things that's valuable on Earth.
Well, no, they needed it. They needed it for
fuel. They turned it into fuel
to use it for their planet or their to make things on their planet. To for their electronics,
a resource
to make.
I know why the streets are gold in heaven. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. Rick's gonna mock me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just.
That's all right, Rick. You can go ahead.
Do they not have that in the Bible? The streets are gold.
You don't know shit about what you're talking about. That's okay.
I'm just asking
because you don't listen. You wait to talk and you don't listen. That's okay. So they branded the slaves, right? They made them different races. They manipulated the DNA and branded them and made them different so that they could tell who, which slave belonged to which Anunnaki. That's why there's different races. On each continent, they assigned an Anunnaki to each continent so they could mine the gold on each continent. That's what happened. I mean, you can mock it if you want.
I'm not mocking.
But that's what was going on 450,000 years ago. I'm telling you, look it up. It's exactly what happened. I'm not saying there's not a God. There is a God. There's somebody that created the universe.
No, but what I was asking was, you said they needed the gold for their planet. So I was
they need the gold.
If in heaven the streets are made of gold, is that where the gold came from?
No. That's not why they need the gold. They need the gold to make electronics. They need the gold to build their ships. They need the gold to build things because it's good for the conductors, for the electricity and stuff.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah,
used as a conductor.
Gold is
type of like a fuel form.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. Connie, you're correct.
Yeah, I mean, y'all can mock me if you want. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what y'all think. I'm drinking whiskey. I'm drinking beer. I got a buzz. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling y'all the fucking truth. If y'all go, y'all can mock me if you want. I don't give a shit. Go and listen to Billy Carson, and you will understand what I'm fucking talking about.
Eddie, you're correct. You're getting to something.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Eddie.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, just if you just go and listen to him and not mock me, I don't care what you guys think about me.
At least give it a listen. It really is.
That's just what I believe.
It's theories by different people.
You can give it a
listen. It's not a theory. It's fact.
You can give it a listen. It's very interesting.
It's fact.
So he's got
if you choose to believe in it or not, it's interesting.
I mean, it's the same stories in all of the texts. All of the stories talk about it. All of the stories.
And it's not just those kind of videos he has on his channel. He has videos about manifestation, other stuff.
Yeah, he talks about that they've manifested everything. They manifested everything.
And that's how they're so more advanced than us.
That's why they were that's why they were advanced. 100%.
Interesting.
Billy what? Billy Carson?
Billy Carson. It's the guy's
on
name.
YouTube.
On YouTube or Spotify or
TikTok shorts, whatever.
Yep.
Billy Carson.
That's what I believe. That's what I believe. I'm gonna stand by it. I mean, I don't care what you guys think about me. Think I'm fucking nuts. If you want to, I don't give a shit. But if you would just do your research instead of just mocking me and thinking it's dumb and look at it, you would understand where I'm coming from because it makes perfect fucking sense.
So I have a question now. If we watch this guy and we do our research and we listen to what he tells us,
right.
we're supposed to believe everything this guy tells us because it makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I came up with another...
He had facts and he's seen pictures.
It's all facts.
If I came up with another story that had similar scenarios that seemed like everything was factual... And I had proof of my logic. Would you believe my scenario as well?
Come with it.
I'm just asking.
Go watch it and come with your.
No,
come
I'm,
with your,
I'm just asking with your a theories. Question because that's the way people
scholar.
It's the way people are trained.
Okay, come watch it. Come with your theories, and I'll listen to you to your theories. We'll see how smart you are.
I'm just asking a question.
Look.
I'm not saying me.
Joe, look, I believe that Jesus was a real person. Jesus was a real person, and he was taught by the Anunnaki. He was in Egypt being taught by the Anunnaki from the time he was 12 until he was 32. That's where he was.
So that's where all his knowledge came
from. That's where all his knowledge came from. He was being taught by the Anunnaki.
Interesting. So when he disappeared out of the cave, was it because they come and got him because they didn't want anybody else to have him? Where did he go from the cave?
I'm not 100% sure about that.
I would think they come and got him.
Maybe they did.
He was not of this earth.
I mean, if they literally taught him everything that he knows, they wouldn't want all of those secrets exposed. So I believe they came and got him. That's how he disappeared from the cave.
He was not of this earth. I'm still learning. I'm still learning about it, right? I mean, I can't explain it 100%. All I know is that when I listen to it, it makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense. All of the writings
from religious history, writings,
religious texts,
all refer to people coming down from the heavens on the earth.
Exactly. Exactly. They all talk about the Anunnaki coming down from the heavens.
Because there was a war in the heavens.
I thought those were angels that came down from the heavens.
Same thing.
With a war.
Same
in the
thing.
How it is in the Bible. That's what the Bible says. But in the Quran, it says something else.
And
in
it all is explained.
So everybody's got their own story of explaining.
Exactly. Everybody's got the same thing as far as these people came down.
Yeah. So it all means the same thing.
Who knows? That could be.
Connie, he's not trying to start a cult. He's just trying to preach tell the truth about what happened.
Oh.
He's trying to say people believe Jim Jones. He's not trying to start a cult. He's just trying to tell the truth. He's trying to tell the truth.
Who's Jim Jones?
You serious?
I don't watch none of that shit. No.
I don't know who Jim Jones is either.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, so Jim Jones was a evangelist, right? Mm-hmm. And he started a cult. And he had all these people following him, right? And it was very controversial here in America. So he took everybody to Ganya.
Mm.
Right. And he started this town in Ganya called Jonestown.
Mm.
And nobody really wanted to be there after they got there. It was like some crazy shit happened. So this congressman or senator or something went over there, and there was people that were trying to tell him that there's some crazy shit going on, right? So they ended up shooting that senator while they were over there, and he ended up making this Kool-Aid with some damn poison in it, and they all drank it, and a bunch of them died and shit. And yeah, I mean, you can look it up. There's a bunch of.
I thought that was Charles Manson.
No, Charles Manson.
There's another one.
Was used acid to manipulate his followers.
He used acid like the drug.
The drug acid. Yeah,
spaced them out,
and then
made them believe shit.
Hypnotize them.
Got them addicted to drugs. Is what he did. They had to follow him. I've got the drug unit. Here you go. Follow me. Do what I say.
How did he have so much acid, though?
The government was giving it to him.
On God.
On God.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was a plant?
I think he was. Well, of course, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
But so why did they...
Eddie wants my top 10 today.
Sorry, Eddie. We're probably boring the fuck out of you. Sorry. But I didn't get this started, Grant did. No, we were going to talk about the podcast today.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I got Grant all interested in the Anunnaki, so, yeah.
All right, so what about the podcast? So we got 15 minutes.
Yeah, let's talk about the podcast. Let's talk about it. Okay. So, I just want to say I appreciate everybody who's listened and tuned in and
subscribed. Hit the like button.
We didn't know what to expect with this. It was just something that we had been talking about for a long time, and just wanted to do because we had in between cars, and we have time after work, and we're just looking for something else to do, and so we just started this podcast. So. We just appreciate y'all doing this. So this is going to be the last episode of season one. The reason why it's the last episode of season one is because we're going to change stuff up a little bit. We're going to change it up. We're only going to do two episodes a week. We're gonna take the week off next week, and you know we're going to change the format up a little bit. We're going to have video guests on. Starting a week after next, we're going to have some video guests on. I've already got some of them that I'm talking to. We're going to do that along with guests in the studio. We're going to do that. Is it Fridays? Tuesdays and Fridays is when we're going to... Man, I got to quit drinking that whiskey before I start. Tuesdays and Fridays is when we're going to do it. 3 days a week was just... It's too much for me, man. I can't do it no more. Can't do 3 days a week. Because I'm thinking about all weekend what we're going to do Monday. And
you're still going to be doing it 3 days a week.
I am going to be doing it 3 days a week. Because I'm going to be doing the football...
Then you got to have a whole different skit for that one.
Football season starts. We're going to be doing the AFC Smack, AFC South Smack podcast on Sundays.
When does football season start? A few weeks? Months?
No. I'm going to try to start it. I was going to try to start it for the draft, but I don't think it's going to be able to happen because it's coming up pretty soon. So be looking for us. Next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Not just coming Tuesday, but the following.
Right. Right. Right.
23rd.
So, people have been asking about the equipment that we use and the software that we use. So, I bought a... What is the name of that? Rockville was the website, and it's a Soundcraft Notepad 12FX. So if you just want to do like a podcast just by yourself, you can just do it from your computer with your computer camera and just a regular microphone. But if you want to do multiple microphones and all with earphones and all that stuff, you got to have a control board. So I have a Soundcraft Notepad 12FX. That's what I bought. Now Rode makes one, which I wish I would have bought. I wish I would have done more research. Rode makes one that you can use. That has a pad on it you can do sound effects on and all that. I wish I would have bought that. But we use StreamYard for the software that you're looking at right now. This is StreamYard that you can watch it on. Buzzsprout is what we use. It's the software that we use that sends it out to Spotify and to Apple Music and all the other things like that. So the software, all that, the StreamYard costs $24 a month. The Buzzsprout, to get it all out to all of the listening platforms, costs $19 a month. You do have to have a gaming computer, I would say, to do what we're doing. So I did have to buy a gaming computer. It was about $500 to buy that. Now you can buy more. You can buy a bigger, heftier computer, but this one works just fine.
More horsepower.
Yeah, you do have to have more horsepower, and you do have to have fast internet to stream it, right? So we do have the top of the line. Comcast internet. It's the fastest you can get. So you do have to have a fast computer and you do have to have top of the line internet.
Fast streaming source.
Yeah, it does have to be fast streaming. So you do have to have that to do what we're doing, to live stream for it to keep up, right? So the microphones and the board, the earphones, the booms, and everything was about $800. That's what it cost me. So you're not really that much out of pocket, about $1,500 to do it. The main thing is getting everything to jive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Man, we
spent almost a full month.
Yeah, it was like a month to get it to jive.
Just
before
connecting.
We could get it to work. Like, we tried like all kinds of different softwares. Like 3 or 4 different streaming softwares to get it to work. Before we finally decided on StreamYard.
StreamYard seemed to be the best one to use out of everything out there.
For what we were doing. Like, you know, it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted to do live. We wanted to do, like, you know, multiple cameras and all that. And then StreamYard was the one that we went with.
Yep.
It took us, like, 3 days just to hook up that sound pad to the computer?
Man. Look, if it wouldn't have been for... Look, I want to send a shout-out to Steve.
All the help we got.
Yeah, Steve Henderson. That's the IT guy. Man, he helped us out. Jordan Malone, my son, and Zach Malone, my other son. Jordan Malone, he's an audio engineer. He came and hooked all the hardware up and hooked us up. And then Zach, my other son, he's got 170-something podcasts under his belt. He came and helped with the software, getting the microphones and the sound and all that, going through the software and all that. And then Steve helped with the, you know, all the technical stuff. You know what I mean? So if anybody out there is thinking about doing a podcast, just make sure that you got
help.
Because
you probably ain't gonna be able to do it yourself.
You're gonna have to have not just an IT guy. You're gonna have to have a sound guy.
Not a plug and play.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, you can, if you're gonna do it by yourself, you know, you could use some, you know,
phone and a Bluetooth mic.
Yeah, you could use a phone and a Bluetooth mic. You can do that. But if you're gonna do a full on production like we're doing, you gotta have help.
Facts.
You just can't.
El facto Jacko.
Yeah. It's not an easy undertaking by any means.
No. No, it is not.
No. It wasn't. But if anybody's thinking about doing it, you can always come by the shop and I'll be glad to help you out. 100%. But I've gotten a lot of questions about it, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Everybody stops and asks about it.
Everybody that comes to the shop.
Everybody.
What are y'all doing here?
What are y'all doing here?
Y'all doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Y'all got a radio station?
Radio station's a good one.
Yeah. Y'all got a radio station here?
This is Radio WQQQ, and we are here live in the studios.
Yeah, they always ask about it. Always asks about it. Yeah, what y'all got going on here? What is this?
Appreciate you, Mike.
Eddie says when he does it himself, he only uses his phone.
Yeah, you're right. Eddie's got jokes.
Yes, he does.
I want to get Mike and Eddie together here on the podcast somehow.
One might you have guys, to be virtual or both virtual just because of the
I mean, I want to get y'all both on the podcast somehow. And, that would be a riot.
And we shoot the shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grant said shoot the shit.
Yeah.
What's up, brother? Watch Sketch and Billy Carson tonight. That's your homework.
Yeah. You guys need to watch Sketch. Eddie Parker said it. Eddie Porter said, no alien talk. That's fine. Yeah. It's just that I got Grant watching it. So, you know, me and Grant are kind of on the same wavelength with it right now. So we had to talk about it a little bit.
It was just fresh on our minds.
Yeah, it was fresh on our minds.
Fresh on their minds.
Sorry, y'all.
Freaky fresh on our minds.
Yeah. So, sorry.
And I didn't watch it, so I'm still skeptical.
Yeah. I understand being skeptical about it. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting to look at another
person's perspective.
Yeah, another you know, theory of, you know, where humans came from. And it makes perfect sense. I just really wish everybody would.
When
just
aliens
watch it.
Give birth to us, did they poop us out, or did they have, like?
No, they had sex.
They have sex. I've never seen an alien with sex organs. Kind of look the same.
Yeah, they're the same as us.
The cone heads.
They're the same as us.
The cone heads.
Yeah. So, over the next week or so, I'm gonna
That explains it.
I'm gonna be contacting you guys, Eddie and Mike, and, you know, some other guys, and we're gonna get some stuff worked out so we can, you know, get some stuff lined up for the next week. So I want to get you guys on here. I've got some other guys.
We're working on some big stuff for season two.
Yeah, we're working on some big stuff.
Big stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got some other guys from out of state, from California and Arizona, and, you know, that want to come on the podcast, you know, some musical artists and, you know, some lowrider guys that want to come on and, you know, just different things that we've got working.
What the lowrider guys going to do?
Yeah, they you know, it's like some, you know, they got like the West Coast lowrider. They're West Coast lowrider guys, you know, they want to come on. You know, don't ask me how they saw the podcast, but they did. They're hitting me up, and they want to come on and talk. You know, they want to come on and shoot the shit. So,
be interesting.
That'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, so. Chicano.
Hey, got the low riders, man.
We hitting the switches and the bitches.
Mike said.
That'd be my new t-shirt right
next
there.
Next time, 5 minutes of Biden bashing and done.
Biden bashing.
We got to bash Biden.
Biden bashing.
Yeah. Busting balls.
Yeah, busting balls. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry we went on a tangent about the aliens, but it's a thing. So,
Eddie Porter says the lowriders are my friends.
Yeah, lowriders are my friends, man. So we're gonna take the week off next week because Rick's got to go out of town.
I'm not going out of town. I'm doing my pool deck.
Oh, okay. He's got to do some work on his house. He's taking the week off.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get some shit done so I get my pool opened up.
So, I mean, maybe I'll have Eddie and Mike on next week. Maybe one day next week, Eddie and Mike can come up here and I'm holler at y'all. Maybe we can do that one day next week. Just one day, like Wednesday or Friday, we'll just do that. Just have Eddie and Mike on. We'll just sit up here and just shoot the shit.
Shoot the shit.
I shot the shit. Yeah, I'm going to hit y'all up.
But I did not shoot.
All right. Be looking out for season two.
Season two.
Yeah, we really appreciate y'all.
Coming to theaters near you.
Peace
out. Deuces, babies.
Season one's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
Special teams, special players.
Tuesday.
Bye-bye, brother. Bye-bye, brother.
Bye-bye, brother.